This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about no matter the season, keeping God first. So we're wrapping up our series on being in a new season, and we've talked a lot about trusting God's path, even when it seems indirect, avoiding having one foot in today and the other in tomorrow, remembering the Holy Spirit as our counselor when we are embarking upon a new season, and to remember to keep our expectations high. So let us close this series with always remembering to keep God first, no matter the cares of this world. And when I turn to the scriptures, I think about the one beautiful example of a woman who came into the home where Jesus was having supper. She carried an exquisite jar of perfume and poured it over Jesus to anoint him. In that moment, she was preparing his body for burial. However, the scriptures say that the disciples became very indignant with her because it was a very expensive bottle of perfume. They believed it was a waste of money and that she should have chosen to use it in another way. Yet notice how she poured the perfume gently over him anyway. She acted in a sense that her earthly needs and what she could have done with this expensive jar of perfume was secondary to how she would put God first in her life. So let her be an example to us today as we look to put God ahead of the cares of this world. And as we do that, let us remember these words, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Matthew 6:33. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, no matter the season, keep him first.